If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
What desire of yours is getting in God's way? Are you wallowing in disappointment rather than relishing God's appointment? Are you dissing God by trying to tell him what is what? Are you insisting on your way and will, redirecting God?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Gerald. And those of you who have parented have seen the sometimes hilarious phenomenon of one of your children following your example in chastising a doll or one of the family pets. You know the routine. They get a scowl on their face, sometimes like a furrowed brow, and then with maybe their hands on their hips or one finger wagging in the air, they scold the disobedient puppy or they put the doll in time out. The first times you saw this, you perhaps just broke out laughing, seeing yourself in them. But what about the time when one of your teens decided to approach the ramparts of parental authority and tell you that you were wrong? Hopefully you kept your cool and left them entirely intact. Well, today we're going to look at one of those moments, not in a child's life or a teen's life, but an adult's life, the life of Peter, the apostle. First, Josh Wilson tells us we have a choice to make every day. He sings, "I Refuse."
Stand.
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, it says that Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He spoke plainly about this, it says, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Boy, just hearing this read shocks us. Peter pulls aside his friend and teacher to ostensibly protect him, and he gets hit with a slap. "Get out of my way, Satan." Not many of us have been called Satan, but especially by a close friend and in front of others. But the shock doesn't stop there, because just before this, Jesus had praised Peter, blessed Peter, called Peter a rock, and his confession that Jesus was the Messiah would be the rock on which Jesus would build his church. Yes, a shock, but was Jesus' rebuke of Peter absolutely on point? Yes. Yes. And it can teach us a lesson of utmost importance. But first of all, let's look at Peter's rebuke of Jesus and where it went wrong. Well, it was wrong in desire. Peter seemed to desire to just keep Jesus out of trouble. But really, Peter had other things in mind, like seeing Jesus with his power and following overthrow the Romans. And like James and John, he was going to be given a favored ruling part. Even after the resurrection, when Jesus was about to ascend into heaven, Peter and the rest were still asking when this worldly kingdom was going to come about. From Peter's perspective, from Peter's desire, you can't have an earthly kingdom with a dead king. So Jesus, don't go. Well, Peter's rebuke was also wrong in his disappointment. Rather than waiting in anticipation for God's purposes to be revealed, he was already disappointed that his own reach for release from the Romans and reach for power was being thwarted. You know, when he was given the privilege of being with Jesus to see Moses, Elijah, and Jesus himself transfigured, he wanted to set up the new worship centers then and there. And when Jesus talked about giving everything, he complained about, "We have left everything for you, Jesus." For sure, he was wrong also in his disrespect of Jesus, the one he had acknowledged as much more than a prophet, the Son of the living God. Did he somehow forget that? It was his part to listen and obey, not chide and correct. Certainly, his direction was wrong, let alone that he did not get that the Messiah had been prophesied to come to suffer and die. Peter was working on going his own way, using his own thinking, not keeping in mind the things of God. His aim was at goals, not God. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was ready to war with flesh and blood when he should have been praying with Jesus in the battle of spiritual forces. But then, he was also deluded. He always thought that his way was God's way, not the other way around. So it is absolutely spot on that Jesus, God's Son, should point out to Peter that he was cooperating with Satan himself, trying to prevent even his own salvation and the redemption from sin for the whole world. What desire of yours is getting in God's way? Are you wallowing in disappointment rather than relishing God's appointment? Are you dissing God by trying to tell him what is what? Are you insisting on your way and will, redirecting God? Perhaps you too are deluding yourself into thinking you're all right, God approves. Do you hear that you're telling God, not Satan, to get out of your way? My friend, if this is you, you need to stop right now and turn around. Stop and pray with me. Dear Jesus, I am so sorry for asserting my will, my way. I know I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. Redirect me. Come into me and be my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.